Shir number 41, Chof Tes Teves, Tavshin Samach Zayin. We are still in Haidu Hashem Kir B'Shmo, right after Baruch Shomar and Psukah DeZimra. And there's one thing I ask tonight, that before anybody leaves, make sure they hear the whole beginning and end of tonight's question and answer, which I'm about to ask. You'll see why. Just one little favor. If parents promise something to a child, and the child behaves, they tell a child, you do something good, you do your homework, you clean your room, I'll get you a toy, I'll get you a present. And the parents go out, buy the toy, buy the present, the child doesn't keep to his promise. Doesn't keep to his part of the bargain. So, what should the parents do?
Depends on what
the kid is. Okay.
Depends on their level of understanding.
Okay, he's not a 2-year-old.
Okay.
I know where you're coming from.
Okay.
He's 9 years old.
Okay.
What should the parents do? Anybody have an answer? Anybody have experience with children? They should not give him the toy. They should not give him the toy. Everybody agree? You don't agree? Okay, I don't know. It's almost unanimous that the parents. That's certainly not acting like the Hashem. That's certainly not acting like the Hashem. Okay, we'll get to that. I mean, the parent has to educate the child. You listen, you keep your part of the bargain, I'll give you what I promised. What kind of education would it be if parents say, clean your room and I'll get you the toy? And the child doesn't clean the room and gets the toy anyway. What kind of education is that? Let's go on that premise. That if a father says to a child, you clean your room, I'll give you the toy. You don't clean your room, you don't get the toy. Let's plug those variables into another equation. There's a land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael. God says, it's for the Jews. Now, what happens if we sin? Do we still get to keep it?
No. Absolutely. It says it in the forest. It says it. You'll be thrown out of the land, just like I threw out the 7 nations, you will be thrown out of the land. So, clearly, there's no kid again.
And it's gone.
Finished. That's definitely.
You agree? Depends.
Not only about the Zara.
Sins.
Collective sins.
Collective sins, yeah. Collective sins as a nation. As a nation. As Avraham Gadol here is saying, if Klal Yisrael will sin, so you're telling us that we will be kicked out. So, what right do we have to the land of Israel? What right do we have to Eretz Yisrael? Now, this is where I say, please don't leave now. Fair question? You don't like it so much. No one hears you on tape. They don't know it's you, so don't worry.
No, I don't really like it.
You don't like it?
No, I think that...
You think the parents should give the toy anyway to the child?
We can never know what our punishment of the Lord is. We can never say for sure the reason that we have it or not.
Chazal tell us not like that, though. Chazal tell us that if we do like Mitzrayim, we act immorally, we will lose it. Chazal tell us this. It's to pinpoint specifically here and there, fine point that, you know, with a fine tooth comb and this and that, okay, that's maybe I could agree with you. But on the general category, Chazal do tell us certain sins that people will do, which we'll lose it. Avodah Zorah and Gila Rayas.
Right. So,
immorality.
Right. So it's not clear that if there is a small level of sin, that we will be banished from it.
Okay, so now I would unfortunately prove to you that which I say unfortunately because I wish I was wrong. But this is where we get to, and then we'll continue with the shiur. That there's not a small level of sin. What's my proof? I have one proof, and I don't think anybody can disprove it, unfortunately. That proof is the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It does not exist today. The destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is not here today. That the fact that it is not here shows that every generation we know that doesn't build the Beis HaMikdash is a generation that destroys it. So the previous generation is being held accountable for destroying, if you will, the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't rebuild it. They don't rebuild it. It's like they destroyed it. So right now, we're living in a generation that didn't rebuild it. Yeah.
There's this concept, though,
that
there's two ways to look at Mashiach coming and entering the land. One is for every in our nation to improve themselves to the point to show that we're worthy of Mashiach to come. That's one concept. Then there's the other concept of we will sink so low. I don't want it to be this way, but we could sink so low as to hasten the coming of Mashiach because it's so desperately needed. So, in this equation, if you will, when you plug in these variables, it seems like Mashiach and by Mashiach coming and entering the land, we could enter the land one of two ways. Looks like on paper today, if it were to happen today, it would be because society has sunk to such a low that we need Mashiach to come, as opposed to a small minority of people who are basically doing the right thing.
So you're saying correct. There's
follow me.
I follow you.
I follow you,
and I agree that there are two reasons. We either Mashiach will come because we deserve it, or Mashiach will come because we don't deserve it.
Right.
So that's basically the concept, the discussion you're bringing
that's
out.
That's what I'm
right.
saying. So maybe we've sunk so low that, in other words, you're saying to Seth, the punishment, to give the kid a toy, maybe the children will get the proverbial toy of going into Israel because of how bad some of the children are.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
I don't know if that's right, but
it has to be touched up a little. It's not just like, you get the toy anyway and we'll learn a lesson another time,
Right.
Did we lose the land forever? No. And that's what we see tonight over here in our tefillah. That's what we see tonight. The land is not totally lost. It's our land. And that's what we're holding here on line number 18, page 26. In the blue art scroll, Chaim Shlomo Shalom Siddur. In the regular art scroll, Siddur, page 60. It's around halfway down the line, the paragraph over there. On the words Zichru La'olam Brisoi Davar Tziva Lelav Dor.
I'm sorry, what page? Is it?
Page 26 in the blue, line number 18. You have the place?
Yes.
Okay. Zichru La'olam Brisoi Davar Tziva Lelav Dor. Let's read to the first what we want to cover tonight, and then we'll come back and translate. Asher Koras es Avraham. Page 27, line number 1. Vayamidel leYaakov lechoik leYisrael bris olam leimar lecha etein eretz Kenaan chevel nachalaschem beYoischem say mispar. Page 60, you have it. BeYoischem say mispar kimat vegorim bo. Vais halchu migoyal goy, line number 4, went from generation to nation to nation. Mimamloch alamacher, line number 5, lahiniach liish loshkom, God did not let them oppress us to a degree. Vayoychach aleim malachim al tigu bimishichoy uvinviyai al toreyu. We end there. This until here, until line number 6, uvinviyai al toreyu, is the first part like we mentioned a couple weeks ago, of the Hodu, that has three parts to it. The first part was said in the morning when David HaMelech was brought back to Aron Kodesh. He brought two special karbanos, two special offerings. This was the first section which was said every single morning by every offering. Just contemplate, think about it for a second. When we say these words, that's what's taking place. It's like we're singing in front of the Aron Kodesh. Our Minsha Aron Kodesh is our Beis HaKnesses, our Shul. And then the Shiru LaHashem, line number 7, it continues with the next part, which was said in the afternoon. Another carbon was brought, another offering was brought. That was said then. What do these words mean? Remember his covenant, Zichru L'Yoylam Brisoi, remember his covenant forever. The word he commanded for 1,000 generations, that he made with Avraham and his vow to Yitzchok, then he established it for Yaakov as a statute, a choik, a statute for Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying to you, I shall give the land of Canaan, the lot of your heritage. When you were but few in number, hardly dwelling there, and they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. He let no man rob them, and he rebuked the kings for their sake. Dare not touch my anointed ones, and to my prophets do not harm. These are the words, this is exactly what we're saying over here at this point in time. Zichru li'olam brisoi. Remember that bris, that covenant that you made with Avraham Avinu. Davar Tzival Elef Dor. Davar Tzival, this was said Elef Dor for 1,000 generations. Another connotation which means forever. Yes, it's true, as we started off, we were told we will get a land of Eretz Yisrael. And if we misbehave, it's true. We know to some degree what the Chataim are. The big three. Gilui Arayus, Shvichas Dam, and Avodah Zarah. Idolatry doesn't mean we have to bow down to the cow. There's different aspects of idolatry. And a person thinks he himself is the one, the power, who made himself all this wealth. When he attributes all of his success to himself, that's an aspect of idolatry. Because he's saying, yeah, you'll ask him, do you believe in God? So I'll say, of course I believe in God. Where do you think this? Who made the sun? Who made the moon? So you say, what do you do for living? Well, it tells him, I'm very successful. And the emphasis is that I'm very successful. Because he believes there's a God, but he believes God as a partner. And it's him. Not that other, those other partners. That he doesn't believe in. But he believes. He's the partner. How else do you think I made all these millions? That's an aspect of idolatry. It's his strength. His strength made him this all the success. There are different aspects of idolatry, which do exist in this generation. It's idolatry, it's immorality, and it's bloodshed. Bloodshed could also be a situation of embarrassing people. It could be literal bloodshed. Unfortunately, we know too well the society that we live in, the world at large, that everything is a free world. We don't have to discuss the morality aspects. We know, of course, sin is schina, basis hatred above all. That's another reason why we have no basis of Middash today. Why we were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. The Lashon Hara aspect. The gossip, the slander. But at the end of the day, it's a situation where Hashem said, it's yours, and although you're out of land now, you will get it back. Zichru l'yoylam b'risoi, davar tziva l'elef dar. It is theirs, it is yours forever. What's this 1,000 generation? The Gemara Chagiga, Rashua brings down Daf Yadal. The Gemara tells us that really, God wanted to give us the Torah after a thousand generations. But He did a chesed for us. He gave it to us earlier. That's 1,000. Another understanding of 1,000. Another explanation is that the world, the Torah was created, Taf Kuf Ayin Dalet. That's 9764. 900. I'm sorry? Dalet. Right? Taf Kuf Ayin Dalet. Where does that come out to? Taf is 4. Another 4, that's 8. Kuf is 100, that's 9. Ayin is 70. Dalet is 174. No, 974. Right? 974. Tough is 400. Another tough. Tough is 400. It's 800. Kuf is 100. Ayin is 70. 974. Okay? The world was, the Torah was created 974 years before the world was created. The Torah was created before the world, that amount. The world existed 26 generations without the Torah. Added together, you have 1,000, correct? Zichru li'olam b'risoi, his kavanah, the davar tziva l'avdor, those 26 generations are called olam chesed yibaneh. It's kindness, chesed from Hashem. Why is that? Because what does the world exist from? The world's existence, in its nourishment, is from the Torah. If there's no Torah, why should the world exist? So those 26 generations, until we received the Torah, are called generations of chesed, of kindness. Hashem gave us this free gift of life that the world existed for. Now, everybody is here, we're pumping fuel into the world. We're giving the world existence. By learning the Torah, we're giving it exactly the food that it needs to survive on. Remember that point that we just mentioned, because we're going to get into that more later. Then we continued, Hu Hashem Elokeinu, He is our Hashem, our God, B'chol Haris Mishpatov. We went back a line, I'm sorry. Zichru L'Yolam B'Risoi Dabar Sila Avdor. What did he do? Asher Koras as Avraham. Why is Yitzchak not included in the Koras as Avraham? Because he wasn't born at the time. That's why it's Ushvuosoi L'Yitzchak. And then what? It's from Avraham to Yitzchak and then to Yaakov. There's no Yishmael in this. There is no Esav in this. It's Avraham to Yitzchak to Yaakov. Why am I stressing this? Because there are people in the world who don't believe this. There are those who say the land is theirs. Is that not correct? I think we all know this too true. That's exactly what's going on a daily basis. A friend of mine around 5 years ago, I learned with him. He's not 22. He was in high school at the time. And he then later on went to Israel to join the army. And I just spoke to a mutual friend a few nights ago. And he was in tanks in Lebanon this past summer. And his tank was hit. And his commander in the tank was killed. And the tank was smoking. And Baruch Hashem, he survived. The land is our land. The question is, will we earn it? It's a true story.
I saw something really fascinating. They said something which is really interesting. They said that Hashem made a covenant with us, but because we're so degenerate and so westernized and Americanized, we lost all that. Now they think they have the right. But it's fascinating that they didn't say that.
That's exactly right. That's why they say that. And what did Chazal do for us? David HaMelech, we have Divrei HaYom over here. We have the Tilim that's saying, no. Zichru L'Yoylon Brisoi. We have this covenant. Davar Siva Lelav Dor, forever and ever. It's ours. It's ours.
But it's there's always the condition to deny, because it's like,
well, the condition for us to live in it depends on our, but the right. Ultimate, we will eventually get it.
It's us.
That's the mindset we have to focus on. If you could just pass these out. Please, thank you. This is now from the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, or Chaim Volozhiner. We've mentioned him in the past. Shar Aleph Perek Dalid. And he says as follows, by line, by number one. V'zois toiras ha'odom. This is the law of man. V'chaim v'loshana will now tell us the power of man, the power he encompasses. And we're learning this for two reasons. One reason is because we live in a generation where, like we just heard, there are those who say, that's it, we were kicked out, we misbehaved, it's not ours anymore. How do we get it back? What do we do to get it back? What can we in this room, the few in this room tonight, what can we do to bring it back? This is the law of man. Kol Ish Yisrael, every member of the Jewish nation, Al Yoimar Beli Boy Chas V'Sholem, he should not say in his heart, God forbid, Ki Ma Ani Uma Koichi Lifo B'Masai Masai Ashfolim Shum Inyan Bo'ilom. What am I? Who am I? Little me. One little person in Balakinwood. Whenever I tell people where I live, they're like, Balakinwood. Spell it. How do you spell it? I'm sure you've seen that, right? You have to love it, right? They think it's two words, one word, three words. What is it? Japanese? Italian? What? They don't know what's going on.
It's Welsh.
Russian.
Welsh. Yeah, the Welsh
drink. Welsh drink. Yeah. They don't know. A person can say, little me. Okay, listen, if I was in the man, you know, Brooklyn, okay, Lakewood, big cities, but little me, what can I do in this little town? He's talking to every one of us over here. What does he say as follows? Omnom Yovin, we should realize and understand the Yeda. We should understand the Yigba Machshavas Liboy. Yikva, what is Yikva? Kavua. Kvis Itim Torah. We should have set time for learning Torah. Yikba, we should set it in our hearts, in our minds. That what? Shekol Prate Maisov Idiburov Umachshavoyisov Kol Eisvarega. That every single prat, every single detail of our actions, our speech, and our thoughts, called Eis Varega, every single millisecond. Loi is avidu chas v'sholayim. Nothing goes for waste. Nothing is lost. Everything is taken account of. We have a generation which we know we live in with digital and tape recorders and technology which 30 years ago, which people bring them back to life, and they might go back to where they came from after you brought them back alive. They wouldn't believe it. The Chavos Chaim, I believe, it is said over in his name. Why is it that the later generations needed these type of things? Obviously, in his time, they didn't have these type of machinery, but they were still. And the reason is because the emunah, the belief in Hashem, was weakening. So they needed these ways. Hashem brought in the technology in the positive sense, so the person will see that video camera and realize that when he is told, he will stand in front of a court and all of his actions will be shown to him. He'll be able to realize, internalize what that really means. As we know, we've mentioned every time you walk into Acme, that's the first thing, that camera's right on your face, and not only the camera, but they show you that screen right away. And they want to tell you, don't forget, you're being watched. The famous story of the Chofetz Chaim, when he was on the wagon, and the wagon driver tells him, I'm pulling over for a second. If anybody stops by, let me know. So what happens? Drops off, some goes to steal some food. Chofetz Chaim starts screaming out, hey, they're watching, they see. He comes back, doesn't see anybody. So what are you talking about? Maybe, I don't know, maybe he's an older man, he doesn't see so well. Goes again, tries to steal. Happens a couple times. Finally, the man gets very upset. Says, what are you trying to do to me? So Chofetz Chaim tells him, Hashem's always watching. You know, of course, the simple answer, the terrorists that we always understand, like, okay, what's the big story? The question is it yikva b'libo? Is it set in our hearts? That all of our actions, like the Chaim V'Loshan tells us, our diburov, our speech, and our thoughts, are nothing is lost. He continues and says, in the second line, at the end of the line, Umar rabu ma'isov umoid godlu v'romu, shekol achas oyla kifi sharsha. Every single act that we do, it goes up to the root, the source of our being, of our soul, of our neshama. Lifa pu'ulasa b'gavi m'raymim. These actions that we do go up and they go to the right source, the right place, I'm not claiming to understand exactly what he's talking about. So please don't ask me to explain. But we can understand on a superficial level. Paragraph number 2. Well, the MS and the truth is, Ki ha'isha chacham, the wise man. The Yavein as Zois Lamito, he understands what we just mentioned. He understands the truth that we said, that every act he does, every thought, every speech, it's powerful. It does something. It has. It accomplishes, either positive or negative. Liboy yochel bekir boy bechilur odo. Liboy yochel bekir boy bechilur odo. His heart will tremble inside of him. Bechilur odo, with trepidation. Besumoya liboy, when he places these words on his heart. Amaisav asher loy toyim chas shalom, for the actions that were, God forbid, not good. That what could he have done? At heichon heimo magiyum lekalkol laharois b'cheit b'cheit kal chas shalom. How much damage his actions might have caused? Says the words of the Rechaim V'Lozhin Nefesh Chaim. Harbe yoisim emash hichriv Nebuchadnezzar v'titus. He's talking to us. He lived a few hundred years ago. He's saying that a person's actions had the ability, have the ability, to do much more damage than Nebuchadnezzar and Titus. Who was Nebuchadnezzar? Who were they? Let's go back to Jewish history class. They destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. These were the Rishonim who destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Nebuchadnezzar. That when he died in Gehenna, they were afraid of him. Titus, how he defiled Beis Hamikdash, and he stuck that sword into the curtain and blood came out, and he said how he killed God. Chas v'shalom. You can say things like this. Our actions, to some degree, to a major degree, are worse than their actions. He continues. Ki aloi Nebuchadnezzar v'Titus loy osu masayim. Shum pegam v'kilkol klal l'maylo. Because Nebuchadnezzar and Titus, these Rishoyim, these evil people, with all the evil actions that they did, the acts that they did not blemish anything in Shemayim. Ki loy lohem chelek v'shoyish boy lomos el yoinim. Because they have no, they are not connected. There's no source, there's no link back to Shemayim. That, as he says in the first line, V'zoyis Torah Sodom called Ish Yisrael. That connection is for the Ish Yisrael, is for the Jew. That God created him with that spiritual connection. That when he does something here in this world, positive, it affects positive. When he does something here in this world, negative, it destroys. We have all the anti-Semites, they say the Jews run the world. And you know what? It's true. It's true.
They think of it in a material sense.
That's correct. That's correct. Because they must have missed a few days of school. They played hockey. They were absent those days. That's right. Well, they never learned this. That's why. But it is correct. And he continues and says, Ki lo ilohem chelek v'sherish bo ilomas el yodim, in the third paragraph, by line number 3. Shiyu yechoylem l'ngoy yesham klav maseyem. Their actions can't touch up there in the heavens, in the spiritual realms. Rak, however, what feeds their energy? What gives them the power? Shebachato einu, with our sins, nismait v'tosh kivyochol koyach gevuro shamayla. Our sins, our actions, give them the power. Our actions fuel their energy. Es mikdash Hashem timu kiviyachol hamikdash elyoy. Vadeika choyo lohem koyach lum nevuchanetsa ve'titus lahachriv hamikdash shalmato. The sins of Klal Yisrael, they destroyed the spiritual Beis Hamikdash in Shemayim. They just broke a physical edifice down here. As he continues and says, he brings down the Medrash, Moshe Amru, Razal, Kimcha, Techina, Techinos. The person grinds ground flour. He grinds ground flour. The flour is ground, and he grinds it again. He brings it home, puts it in his mixmaster, and he tells his wife, look, I'm baking challah. He bakes challah for himself. They'll think he's crazy. He's not accomplishing anything. It is said about Nebuchadnezzar and Titus that they did not accomplish anything. Kimcha techina techinas. They ground flour. The spiritual barrier, the protection, the spiritual base of Middash was destroyed by our actions. They went in there and they huffed and blew it down. Only because of the chataim of the Jews. Hare ki avoy neseinu, as he says, black and white, our sins, hechrivu novemalo, our sins destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and Shemayim, olamos elyonim hakdoshim, v'heim hechrivu rak novemalo. And they destroyed it down here. But it was only capable, they were only capable of destroying it down here once it was destroyed by our actions up there. We go to the next paragraph, just a couple lines in this one. By four, we skipped one paragraph. Gam al zois yechrad leiv ha'odom, me'am ha'kodesh. Furthermore, a man from the nation of Klal Yisrael, of the Jewish nation, should also be petrified with this. Shehu koylel b'tavnisoi kol ha'koyches v'haylomais kulon. He encompasses in his spiritual makeup the whole entire world. The ability to affect the whole entire world. As the Gemara tells us, we should always view the world. Bishvili nivra olam, the world is created for me. Let's think of a different Gemara, actually. It's true, that's also a good one. The Gemara in Kedushin tells us that a person always has to view the world 50-50. 50 on one side merits and 50 on one side sins. He does one mitzvah, he tilts the scale in the positive sense. He does one aveir, God forbid. He transgresses, it goes the other way. Now this is the black and white words of tonight's shir. What are we told over here tonight? We're told over here that it's our actions. The Nefesh HaChaim over here was focusing, if you will, I don't want to say on the negative, but he was emphasizing that a person has to realize how powerful his actions are. That if, when he sins, a sin is a sin. It's not, oh, what's the big deal? I want to focus a little on the positive. Not to sound, I don't want to come out to sound like I'm better than Rav Chaim Volozhin, I don't want to say those words, but let's focus on the positive right now. What do we start with tonight? There's a father. The father promises the son something. The father promises the son the gift if the child keeps to his promise. The child doesn't keep to his promise, the father cannot give it to him. He doesn't deserve it. It's not good education. Not good chinuch. It's not lost though. Eretz Yisrael is in our hands, in our grasp. We have that ability. V'zois toiras ha'odam. This is the law of man. Kol ish Yisrael, every man of the Jewish nation, al yoymer b'libo chas shom, he should not say, ki ma ani, who am little I, and what can my actions accomplish in this world? If a person opens up a sefer and he can learn the Aleph, he learns the Aleph. That's what Hashem wants from him. If he can learn Aleph Beis, and if he can learn Mishnayis, if he can learn Chumash, if he can learn Gemara, Hashem, our Father, knows where we're holding in life. Every act of learning Torah on our level brings us closer. To what? To zichru li'olam brisoi. That's how we started with tonight. Dovar tziva lelav dor. Line number 26. Page 26, line number 18. Remember the covenant. The covenant is still there. Hashem says, I want to give you that toy. The toy in our here, in our discussion, is Eretz Yisrael. Dovar tziva lelav dor. He's You're going to give it to us forever. It's ours. It's ours forever. How do we get it back? Literally? 6:13. Person will say, what, my little actions, I can do something about it? We want to bomb them, right? We do. Say it, you can say it. We want to bomb them. They're sending bombs on us. My friend was in the tank. I have his number. I'm going to call him up, Lineder. He was in the tank when his commander was killed. Life and death. He was in Lebanon this past summer. How do we send bombs back there? Person opens up the Siddur, he says to Hillel Davins. Person opens up the Gemara, he learns. And it's difficult, and he breaks his teeth. He has to realize he is connected, it goes back up to Shemayim. Person does chesed, he calls up a friend. How you doing? What's going on? Can I help you something? Toiro avoidon gemilas chasodim. It's ours, and to bring it back to ourselves, Torah avoida gminas chasadim, limra Torah avoida davening and gminas chasadim.